From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish leaders reported some success as Iraqi forces launched an offensive to take the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says Iraqi and Kurdish forces are, in his words, ahead of schedule so far.
We are confident, no matter what, however, that the Iraqis have the capabilities to get this job done, and we stand ready to support them along with the rest of the coalition. It is in our interest that they succeed, and we will do what we can to help them.
The operation in the Mosul area involves Kurdish fighters, federal police, Sunni tribal fighters, and Shiite militia forces, as well as airstrikes and other supports from a U.S.-led coalition. U.S. officials have described the mission as a decisive moment in the campaign against the Islamic State group. The United Nations is bracing for a big humanitarian challenge as 1 million civilians could try to flee the fighting in Mosul. UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Iraq, Lisa Grande, spoke to reporters from Baghdad.
Our concern is that civilians are at extreme risk from crossfire, from possible artillery barrage. We understand that ISIL has booby-trapped large parts of the city. We understand that there's extensive contamination by explosive hazards. We're very worried about snipers.
The UN-Iraq humanitarian operation is underfunded. The Russian Defense Ministry says Russian and Syrian forces are preparing for an 8-hour humanitarian pause in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Speaking to reporters Monday in Moscow, Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy said that Russian and Syrian forces will halt their fighting in the area of Aleppo on October 20th for the free passage of civilians and the evacuation of the sick. This is VOA News. The United Nations Special Envoy to Yemen has announced a 72-hour ceasefire to begin Wednesday night. Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said the cessation of hostilities will begin at 20 hours 59 UTC on Wednesday and could be renewed after the initial 3-day period. A retired U.S. Marine general who at one time was the nation's second highest-ranking military officer pleaded guilty Monday to charges that he lied to investigators about leaking classified information. General James Cartwright, a retired 4-star general, is a former vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. A Virginia man has pleaded guilty to trying to help Islamic State militants. Haris Kumar faces up to 20 years in prison. The U.S. Justice Department said he tried to help Islamic State militants encourage lone wolf attacks in Washington, D.C. Also Monday, a federal grand jury charged a Bangladeshi man living in the state of Maryland with trying to provide support to the Islamic State group. According to court documents, Nilash Mohammed Das is accused of planning to kill a U.S. military member. Australia on Tuesday rejected claims by rights group Amnesty International that conditions on the South Pacific island, where some 400 Australian-bound asylum seekers are held, amount to torture. Henry Ridgewell has more.
In strikingly direct terms, Amnesty International accuses Australia of deliberately inflicting suffering on refugees. Audrey Gogran is head of global issues at the organisation.
Essentially, they've chosen to treat women, men and children with unspeakable cruelty.
The group says many refugees have mental health problems, adding it has documented cases of self-harm and suicide. Australia says its tough policies are vital to halt people smuggling. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said he rejects the amnesty claim totally and says they are false. In an interview Monday night on CNN, the wife of Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump defended her husband, who has come under stiff criticism for his remarks about women. Trump, meanwhile, is saying the U.S. election is rigged against him. He campaigned Monday in Wisconsin.
More than 1.8 million deceased individuals right now are listed as voters. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, if they're going to vote for me, we'll think about it, right? But I have a feeling they're not going to vote for me.
Trailing in the polls 3 weeks ahead of the election, Trump disparaged what he called the dishonest and distorted national news media that he says is promoting the candidacy of his opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.